This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
HarperCollins presents Wolfspeaker, Book 2 of the Immortals Quartet, by Tamora Pierce, read by Sarah Ovens. Chapter 1. Encounters. The wolves of the Long Lake Pack, gorged on a careless mountain sheep, slept as they digested their meal. Only Brokefang, their chieftain, was awake to see the moon rise. He sat on a stone outcrop, thinking, an odd pastime for a wolf. In the last full moon of summer, on the advice of Old White, the wolf god, he had sent his best travellers, Fleetfoot and Russet, in search of a two-legger who once belonged to his pack. Their orders were to bring her to him, to speak to the local humans on his behalf. The sight of that night's full autumn moon reminded him that winter was coming. What if his messengers couldn't find Dane? What if something had happened to them? He did not like what-if thoughts. Until he'd met Dane 2 winters before, he had worried about nothing but eating, mating, ruling his pack, and scratching fleas. Now he had complex thoughts all the time, whether he wanted them or not. Soft chatter overhead made him look up. 2 bats had met a stranger. Clinging to a branch over his head, the 3 traded gossip in the manner of their kind.